Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Before each Carrie and Tommy podcast, Carrie and Tommy do a quick vibe check with each other. And with NIB's health check, you can check in on your health and get personalised insights to help focus and improve areas of your health. Live health first with NIB. Visit nib.com.au today. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to what just might be the greatest show in the world, judging by what's first on the board there. Oh, not with that start.
You got to turn my mic on. You were so pleased with yourself your opening line.
Greatest show in the world.
I have the greatest show without me, mate.
I'm glad that was my microphone because I went to speak and I was like, oh, my voice has stopped working.
Well, oh, did yours not work either?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just you.
Let's just leave
the show to Jesse if it's going to be such a great show. What have you got coming up, Jess?
I don't know what the greatest thing in the world is.
Well, I didn't want to give away what it was, but I have done what I believe is the best version of this thing that's ever happened in the world.
Oh, which is this a TikTok or something?
Which I know is a strong start to a show, and maybe if it was true, we should put it further back in the show and tease to it a bit longer. But nah, not here. We're doing it first. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Later in the show, I'm going to tell you what someone said to me out on Saturday night. And I have thought about it so many times since, and I'm going to share it with you all.
Is it offensive or?
No, a little bit. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry, it is offensive, but I'm also a bit chuffed.
We'll get
to that a bit later.
Because I had an interesting night last night. I don't often think I'm capable of greatness, but I really surprised myself last night.
You think you're capable of greatness?
I know, but you've got to say otherwise. I was, as you know, I often get a bit restless at night and I don't like to be alone. And so I found myself...
Most social man we've ever met.
I hate spending time by myself. I don't know why people would ever do it. And
your psychologist told you you had to get better at going home and just sitting and watching TV.
Stop spending time with her, though.
Anyway, I did.
Yeah.
I did, because I was lying to her. Yeah, I'd spend the whole week by myself. Did you? Well done. You're advancing. Anyway, there's another $300. Thanks, lady. Anyway, last night I was a bit restless, and my housemate and his partner had gone to bed, and so I thought, "Wow, I'll get them up."
Oh my god, that's so annoying!
I had purpose.
Because, I don't care what you had. No.
Because there was something really wrong in the house, right? A tile in my house was loose and it was making a really weird noise. And so I needed to get them.
Are you making them regrout the bathroom?
So I needed.
Right. Why?
So I needed to get them up.
But why ruin
instantly.
Their night? Because just restless and alone.
No, because this tile, it was making a really weird noise. And I thought the house
How
could
does
be.
How tile make a weird
I'm
noise?
I'm about to tell you. Because I thought there was could be structural damage to the house and it might not be safe. And so I made sure I let them know there was urgency to it. So they're trying to sleep. And I went, guys, at their door. And they were like, oh, yeah. And I went, sorry, can I open the door? And they said, yeah. And I said, you've got to come and see there's this tile and it's making the weirdest noise. And Johnny goes, what do you mean the tile is making a weird noise? And I said, bro, you've got to come out here and see this, right? Please, quick. And I said to his partner, so I said, you've got to come as well. We need to get as many eyes on this. I don't know if the house is safe. And they're like, what? And they're in that half asleep
kind of like daze. Yeah.
And they haven't quite computed that none of this really makes sense. And they think there is a big problem with this tile. And so they come out and they go, which tile? And I point to it and then I go, listen to the noise it's making. And then I step on the tile and I let out one of the biggest farts you've ever heard. And I think it was the greatest fart joke of all time.
You're a child.
Like pretty impressive that you held it in for that.
I know.
Long.
And I was
for the whole walk to the door.
Yeah, and with all that urgency as well that it didn't just slip out.
I know. And excitement because I knew it was coming. But these dopey idiots who are half asleep have no idea.
How long did you hold on? How can you hold on to it?
For long, what do you mean? Do you have no control of it?
No, I just mean
would have added you can to the
hold
urgency.
On. Sorry, you can hold on to a fart as in you can need to fart and not fart, but you can't just hold it there.
Yeah, but you know how you need to fart and not fart?
Yeah.
Then you just relax that. Do you know what I mean?
But then how did you know it would come back at the exact time?
There's a bit of force.
Can you imagine?
It'd be worth it.
I'm already in the bathroom.
Oh, you're such a pest. What was their reaction?
They were confused.
Still asleep, yeah.
It scared them. Hoping it was so loud.
That it was a nightmare.
But it did scare them, yes. And then there was kind of the shock dissipated and they looked at me as I'm laughing maniacally. And they said, is that it?
Yes.
And I said, do you want to have a whiskey? And they said, no. And then they went back to bed. But it was, and I think they would agree, the greatest fart joke of all time. Unless on 131060, you can top the greatest fart joke of all time. I'd love to hear it because I reckon you're probably no chance. So good luck, losers. but if you can, I'd love to hear your story. 131060, do you think you can beat the greatest fart joke of all time?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and coming up very soon, another shot to go and see Pink live in Paris.
Right now, though, we are talking, well, you're listening to the person responsible for what I think was the greatest fart joke of all time.
We could have also done 131060 Annoying Housemates. Because it was so, if that was me, I would have been so annoyed. I would not have found it funny at all.
The idea of you as a housemate is funny. Like, not even to me, just to anyone. The idea of saying, oh, Carrie, my housemate.
But just
funny.
Don't ever knock on the door and ask me to come out and watch you. Step on a tile.
Yeah, which could bring the house down.
And then
according
fart
to
in unison.
Yeah, it's funny even when you say it.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah, why are you laughing a bit? Yeah. It is funny. It's got you.
Paul.
Yeah.
Can you top that?
I'll give it a go.
Good on you,
Paul. I was about 10, I think, and my brother brought the new girlfriend home. He ended up marrying her. But, I was a kid playing out in one room with a bit of Lego, and I was heading into my bedroom. Mum and Dad and my sister and the brother and the new girlfriend, first time she'd been there, sitting on the couch. So I ran through the room, and I jumped and did a 360 in the air, a bit like an ice skater.
Yes.
Farted mid-spin, came down and continued on into the room.
Did the fart help propel the second half of your spin?
Possibly. Yeah. I kept my footing good, though, and the girlfriend then said that's when I knew I belonged in the family and they've since married.
So my question is, were you just planning and doing it a run and a spin in front of the family and the fart accidentally happened? Or did you feel the fart coming and thought, I'm going to run, spin and fart midair?
I think the fart was there and I thought I can just probably change this up a bit.
Jazz it up. I love it, Paulie. It's great. Thank you very much. It's good. Nat. G'day, Nat.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, so good. Have you got possibly the greatest fart joke of all time?
I think so. My sister was a very good farter. We were next door. There was a young boy that lived there and we wanted to hide in the cupboard. Sadly, only one door worked. So the boy went in first, my sister went in second, and I went in. Well, my sister farted in the cupboard. If you've had a Dutch oven in the bed, it was a Dutch oven in there. I took off. She wouldn't let the little boy out. He ended up throwing up in the cupboard. And I kid you not, when he got out after throwing up, he walked out to the kitchen and his mum was making scrambled eggs and he threw up again. So the smell was exactly the same.
That's pretty good. That's excellent.
Oh, that's excellent.
how's that go compared to yours? Do you think?
It's real good.
Yeah, it is good.
There was no vomit in
and their children, you know.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You're a grown adult.
Oh, Nat, is your sister still a good farter?
Yes, sadly. She's got the ass for it, yep.
See, because you don't need to stop doing kid things. G'day, Murray.
G'day, mate.
Welcome to the greatest fart joke segment.
Yeah, yours is ableist. At a hostel, down to high school, there's three or four, or half a dozen of us, and three young blokes, about 13, farted in a jar. Each time they farted, they put the lid on quick, handed the next one, they farted, and the matron come in, says, "What's in that jar? What's in that? Give me that jar," you know? And so I'm nearly 80, and this is long time ago, right? Anyway, she got the jar and opened it up, and she went all white, and she was so cranky. These three boys got so much trouble.
Does the smell actually stay in the jar?
Must have.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I get the idea. Everyone jokes about farting in a jar and closing it up, but surely, like,
okay, someone get Carrie a jar.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, and whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Jump right online now. There's a free online health assessment tool. You can do a skin check. There's telehealth appointments. You get scripts delivered straight to your door. So if you've been thinking, oh, I've got to go pick up the script, don't worry about it. Jump online now and do it all.
Yes, because.
Hey, up next.
Yep.
Yeah. I was flattered than offended. What?
No, yep, I was going to ask you what's up next.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure, ask me.
Do you guys need a health check?
No, we've done that part already.
Hey, Pickers, what's up next?
I was flattered than offended in very quick succession on the weekend. I'll tell you about it next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And we have a shot to go and see Pink in Paris.
Oh my God.
So if you would like to win a trip to Paris, stick around.
Okay. Sorry, I saw Carrie frantically writing me a note, and so I decided to hide under the table.
That's so annoying. There's so many things we learn about. Like, you're such a pest. Remember when you went through that phase when you'd go out and you'd hit people with your palm in the middle of their head?
That was a very short phase, Carrie.
It's defend yourselves
at all times.
From you. Yeah. So I was out with some friends at the weekend. We're having a great night. And do you know sometimes, well, you wouldn't know because you're young, but sometimes when you're older, you're constantly aware of how old you are,
we're
right?
We're the same age.
We're not, but cool. that's lovely for you to be kind. But sometimes you forget your age. You get lost in the moment and you're just like, I am however old I feel.
Of course.
You know?
And then someone mentions their prepaid credit on their phone and you go, oh, you're young.
Yeah. So that's exactly what happened when we were out on the weekend. I was having a great night. We were dancing. Everyone was on the dance floor and I was like, oh, loving the tunes. I mean, the tunes that I were excited by and the tunes that the group of people we were hanging out with were excited by was a giveaway that our age was very different.
Really?
Yes, because I'd be like, oh, Fleetwood Mac. And then some song that I've never heard would come on and the whole room would go, oh. So I would go, oh.
It's good.
The drop would come in and I was there for it.
Yes.
Anyway, we were chatting and I couldn't place the age of the people that we were hanging out with and we were asking them about their life and stuff.
But
and
young. They were young.
No, they looked younger than us.
Sorry, are we in a drinking establishment?
Yes,
so
yes,
when
yes.
When we say young, we might mean
oh, 20s. Over 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had them over 30, so right. Younger than us, but just couldn't place quite how young. And they obviously had no idea of how old we were because the sentence that one of them said that just left the three of us that were out just questioning everything that was happening in that moment was one of us asked one of the guys, oh, you know, and what are you hoping to do with your life or something, you know?
What are you hoping to do with your life?
Such an old question.
Hey, now the drop's hit. What are you hoping to do with your life?
Boy, what's on the plan?
I said, what are
no,
you...
No, not for the night,
I said,
for your life.
What are you hoping you know? To do with your life? No, not if you've got a wife. What are you... with your life? Young person.
So it was going well.
What are you hoping to do with your life?
Uni? Sick. What are you going to study?
Have you got a five-year plan?
Actually, you know what's funny? We did talk about real estate for a bit as well. But none of them own houses. So they
You'll never afford one.
Anyway. The answer was from one of them. I don't know, but I want to be able to achieve all of my dreams before I'm 40 and sitting on the couch eating digestives.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And what did you say?
Someone that's over 40 loves to sit on the couch and eat digestives. I was in that moment. I'll tell you why I was flattered, because I thought you wouldn't say that if you thought you were talking to someone over 40. So I was like,
still
creeping
got it.
In under 40.
Creeping in is such a gross yeah. way to describe it.
With a bag full of digestives.
Hey, young boys.
Still creeping in under 40.
No, but it was in that moment that we just realised just how they were so lovely, but how the idea, you say that when you're so young that 40 is like
so far away.
So far away. And but also as we walked home, we were laughing about how good digestives
were. Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say, did you struggle to hide, be cool about it? Because my first thing that would come out when they'd say that, I'd go, digestives are good though.
Oh, no, we did. And we said the ones with chocolate
they
are the
yum.
Best.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
And then I thought, I didn't really, like I honestly didn't realise digestives were originally to help old people be regular.
Yeah, my housemate's 52. Half my cupboard is digestives and Metamucil.
I didn't know that, right? And so I've been eating them just as a fun snack, not to keep myself. I mean, I happen to be regular.
You know
regular,
when your kids are around. Aren't you too regular? Isn't that the problem?
No,
can
it's
your
all,
household go through
pretty good at the moment, thank
seven
you for
plunges?
I bought some in today. But I guess my question that I was interested in is, I don't believe that you are only eating digestives if you're over 40. Mm. And so I'm on a quest to find the youngest digestive eater.
Oh, you're making them cool.
That's not eating them ironically and not a kid, like who's eating them ironically? I've never really known what irony was.
Oh, like Alanis Look at us. We're eating digestives, guys.
And referencing Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, no, what would I mean when I'm saying I don't want it to be like the latest TikTok trend where people are young people are
if you can start a TikTok trend.
Digestives to be cool.
That digestive life, am I right?
But I don't want kids. I don't want kids calling whose mums tell them digestives with milk chocolate
so this is
like
real
a treat.
Specific. So they no one ironic. No kids, but people younger than 40.
No, I just want to find 20-somethings who eat digestives.
I thought you wanted the youngest.
Yeah, see, Candace has caught up to say kids love digestives. They only love digestives because you haven't given them real food
Don't
yet, Candace.
Angry.
This is what I would have given my son and told him was a Mars bar, and it's, I mean, they're delicious.
So you
but
want
it's
the
not...
youngest, but over 20.
Youngest adult. Who loves a digestive, not ironically.
This is me by one and two.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up after 4 o'clock, guys, we're going to be find out what Aussies are up to in the shower.
Ooh, cheeky.
Showering?
Don't give it away, Bickers. Stay tuned.
On the weekend, I was out with some friends. We were talking to a group of people. Didn't know how old they were. I led with the question, just an opening statement. Yeah. To get people involved, what do you want to do with your life?
Yes.
And their response, one of the guys' response was he wants to have achieved all that he wants to achieve by the time he's 40, sitting on the couch eating digestives.
Yeah.
And as someone that is over 40, alarm bells went off in my head because obviously I sit on the couch and eat digestives.
They're delicious.
We've just been eating them now. Absolutely delicious.
Has anyone else had any of those or is that all
Yeah,
you
the
made?
Whole team's had them, covered in chocolate. I wonder how I'd go if I had one that was without the chocolate.
You could get an endorsement.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And this could be the start of that kind of trip. Up. Then you'll be riding a bike with confidence.
Anyway, I think digestives are cool and I'm determined to find a young person that eats digestives. Again, to be clear, not a child that eats digestive. A young person who's in their 20s who's not doing it ironically. It's quite specific. week. Because I think digestives are cool.
Yeah. Digestives in the game. Yeah, there ain't no shame. From the young to the old, we all poop the same. Healthy and delicious, so break the superstitions. Being regular is cool in every condition. Yeah. Carrie Bickmore doesn't hide it, so why don't you try it? Digestives for the young and the old. We're united.
Here's my new ad campaign.
Yeah.
It'll just be me, like, rapping in the background.
Yeah. Just lying on a couch.
Yeah.
Punching a few digestives.
Oh. I thought you meant sitting on the
like
toilet.
Like Snoop Dogg style.
when she
back.
Gets the munchies.
Such a strange mix of, yeah.
Shana, do you love a digestive?
Hello, so not me, my partner.
It's okay. There's no shame in this space, Shana. You can say it's you.
Oh, no, I really don't. Every time he eats them, I'm like, what are you doing?
The chocolate-covered ones or the ones without chocolate?
Loves both, but does prefer the chocolate-covered.
Yeah. Shana, how old is he?
He is 29 at the moment, but has been eating them for, we've been together for 13 years and has been eating them the whole time.
Ooh. And is he cool, Shana?
He sure thinks he is.
He sure thinks he is. He's brutal.
he's a cool dad.
He's a dad.
Yeah. You're a... Mum.
No, I know, but I was trying to find someone
young. Oh, so they can't be a parent either.
No, I just think once you're a parent, you do eat digestives. That's the thing. Like, okay. I want someone
not
who's
ironic.
Going to the clubs, you know, eating digestives out.
Hey, Sean,
you know?
does he go to the clubs?
We haven't for a while, but he was eating them before we had kids and has still continued to eat them.
So good to hear.
You're not happy?
No, I am, but let's just keep searching.
Okay.
I'm on the lookout for someone younger. Michael.
Yes, I am 25, started eating them when I was about 22.
Ooh. So.
And are you going to the clubs, Michael?
Oh, always. Of course. Yeah.
And are you a dad?
I'm not a dad.
And are you eating them ironically?
Have you had the caramel ones?
Oh my God,
no. I didn't know that.
So there's the caramel filled ones and they just, oh my God, they're just something else.
Oh, Michael.
And then also if you just get the normal chocolate ones and you treat them like an Oreo, you just dunk them in milk.
Yeah.
You let them soak the milk up. Yep. Oh my God, it's a game changer.
Michael gets
it. Oh my God, Michael definitely gets
it. I heard you guys talking about this. I'm like, this is my calling.
Hey, do you want to try your conversation starter on Michael?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, get the club happening. Yeah. Hey, Michael.
Just go into your questions.
What do you want to do with your life, Michael?
Sit on the couch and eat digestives.
Yeah. Amazing.
Let's get out of the club then.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon and whatever health first means to you. NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
You know who I hope gets...
Help talk?
You know who I hope gets back to good health. And that's Lewis Capaldi. I don't know if you saw today, he's cancelled all his tours. He's going to do nothing now until Glastonbury because he said he's absolutely exhausted. He's been struggling to get a grips with everything that's happened the last few months because he has been on this full-on trajectory the last few months. His doco came out. He's been doing so much at the moment. He says he hasn't been home properly since Christmas. He said he needs time with friends and family and to do normal life things that are an important part of feeling better. He apologises because he understands people book flights and, you know, accommodation and everything. And he said he's getting all the help and support he needs and he'll be back. But, yeah, it's always sad when you hear that someone's gone through that. So get better, Lewis.
Yes.
What's coming up next?
Up next, I believe we have a disturbing fact about what Aussies are really doing when they're alone in the
shower.
Is it
disturbing?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, to be honest. Oh. Sort of
we'll discover
good.
Next.
Yeah.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
And we were just talking about Lewis Capaldi before and how he's taken a break. And I happened to open my Instagram during that song and there's a post from him. And the post says, and it's him holding an award, his new album has officially gone straight to number one in the charts.
Right.
And it's a photo of him with a crying face. And he said, album's gone to number one, but at what cost? With a sad face. And we were talking to producer Pip who was watching his doco, which apparently is awesome if you should see it if you need something to watch at the moment. And it's all about his Tourette's and how bad his tics get and that they affect his performance and his, anyway. So he's obviously got lots of stuff going on. But congratulations on the number one.
Yes.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Gary and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Now I've realised why you didn't know what was coming up and why I don't know what's coming up, because this segment is where our producer brings us a what do you reckon and we've got to work out the answer.
We mull it over and then get given the answer. Yes. What is today's what do you reckon, producer Georgia?
So today's is what do you guys reckon the amount of water wasted each year is from people self-pleasuring in the shower?
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Oh,
this isn't an article I found, I just...
Yeah. You've just been, you've been tallying it up. Measuring your own water.
Yeah, yeah.
We need more buckets.
Okay, now how many people in Australia?
I mean, I've never thought about it before. Oh.
Oh, my gosh, Gary.
I was about to say
300 litres.
No, producer Sonda and I have had this conversation before. I don't spend any time in the shower longer than I need. I have so much going on with kids and stuff. I get in, wash under the arms, wash my bits, hair if I have to, if I don't, and then I'm out again and I'm on with my day. So the idea of spending extra time in there is foreign to me.
I'm in there for hours.
Yeah, because remember we talked about the fact that you drink beer in there. You drink beer in your shower, do you not? Remember you said that?
Yes, but I mean, good luck finding a place in my house I don't drink beer. But yes, I do.
A shower, you drink it on the toilet?
No.
Beer
is one of the more pleasurable things in life.
So considered self-pleasure?
Maybe. I admit, I don't think so, because in the article it specifically references detachable shower heads.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you do with the bottle.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You were going to allude to that, and I've just...
I know, we were going to allude to it all. Yeah. Just Georgia came straight out with it. Okay, so now what are we doing? How many people in the country?
So
25 million?
25 million,
To give us a rough... 25 million. Yeah, but...
Oh, sorry, there's kids involved. Yeah. Take how many kids? Take the kids out. Take busy people out.
So you know where I would like as a starting...
Don't take
all mums out. Let some mums have some fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they're not taking long, so it won't take up a lot of time.
Anyway.
Oh, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of litres.
So I was going to ask, do we have an average rate of water usage per minute that a shower uses? Because I wouldn't even know that. Like, is that 10 litres?
Detachable shower heads use more, or?
Depends. Every shower water falls quite a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
A water efficient shower head uses approximately 9 litres per minute.
Okay.
9 litres. Oh, God, this is going to be math, isn't it? 9 litres
is
per minute.
Is the answer in litres?
Litres, yeah.
9 litres per minute. Oh. So then how many minutes?
I'm going to say 100 million litres.
So I'm sort of back to the number of minutes. So how many minutes? So let's say 3 minutes. So that's 3 times.
Are you joking? 20 what? Seconds. It's a race against the clock.
That's three.
The water storage. Think about Mother Nature.
Restrictions. Get it done. Get it.
I was just saying. Okay. Sure.
God, it was hard when we're under hard water restrictions. Shower from a bucket.
Hard water restrictions.
Yeah. Some burp.
Oh, was it? It's funny. I reckon 50 million.
Oh, okay.
All right. So 300 million litres of water is wasted each year from people self-pleasuring in the shower.
Okay, we've heard the thing. You don't need to keep saying it, Georgia.
250 million of that's me. I'm so sorry.
And that's actually 121 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I was thinking of...
So, that's heaps.
Okay, so what does it have stats on what other things people do in the shower, like how long they...
Nah,
Carrie, why are you trying to clean that up?
I'm trying to clean it up. Just trying to
13, 10, 60. What other things do you do in the shower?
I was trying to get to.
Yeah, good.
Because we're going to do a whole break on that next.
I thought we were going to do where else do you?
What other than drinking a beer and doing what George has just mentioned and cleaning, what else are you doing?
Do you know what I do more than both of those things?
What?
Is just sit.
Sit down. That's what I was going to say.
I just sit and ponder the world.
Same. Yeah, with my hair mask in.
Yes. With your hair mask in.
Georgia, you and me both.
Who's got time for a hair mask?
I spend like a good, it's so bad, but like 25, half an hour in the shower, maybe twice a week when I'm like shaving, hair mask.
Right.
Exfoliating. And my like best playlist is on. And I've queued it all up and then a song comes on and I'm like, oh, you put this on. This is so good.
pony genuine shower head. Cool. 13, 10, 60.
What else are you doing?
Sorry, my brain was imagining Jordan.
Oh,
shower genuine. It was a lot that was going on.
My shower head's not detachable, don't worry.
Well, flexible.
Jesus.
13, 10, 60. What else do you do in the shower?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, oh, and if you would like to come and see Pink in Paris, we've got another shot coming up very soon.
Oh, just did you see Trent, what he's called up to say he does in the shower? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's too much, Trent. Well,
I would have thought yourself. You would have been into that.
No, it's gross.
What was it?
I'm not going to, you saw it. And
you know how sometimes you have pancakes for breakfast? But not a pancake.
Oh, waffle dumping.
Oh my God, don't say it.
What do you mean?
I worked so hard to hide that.
You did. You did so. It was a good guessing game.
That's fine.
We're talking about what people do in the shower. Because.
Do you do that?
No, oh my God, no.
Carrie.
Because apparently
back in the day.
We use how much? 350 litres of
I'd
water.
I hope you did after what you've
year.
Done there.
300 million litres a year goes down the drain.
From?
From people self-pleasuring in the shower.
Thank you. I want to say it myself.
It's far better than what you're doing.
I'm not doing that. Trent is.
I was.
Trent,
I didn't even know what. I didn't even know what it was. But you've told me now.
Natalie.
Hello.
What are you doing in the shower, babe?
Look, I actually want to know why we're excluding mums from having a great time in the shower.
Oh, thanks,
I'm a mum of five
I
with
agree.
One on the way.
I agree.
Oh my gosh,
and
you're
I
a superstar.
I regularly use the shower head.
Good on you, Nat. Jesse, still applause, please.
So I apologise. I certainly contribute to those Olympic sized swimming pools of water being wasted every year.
Nat, it warms my heart that that's where our water's going.
100%.
Yeah.
But like most mums, you'd be efficient though, Natalie, yeah?
Oh, look, I don't go too quick. I like to have a good time.
Yeah, take your time, Nat.
Yeah.
It's weird me coaching you through it like this, but good on you.
Thanks,
do you want to
Nat.
Ask Nat if she waffles? Oh,
no, we're not. Stop talking about that. It's so disgusting.
You're the one
no,
who does it.
James.
Too much.
Yeah, I know.
James.
Yes.
What do you do in the shower?
Two things other than washing myself. So the partner and I, we shower together, which I think that's fairly normal.
Yep.
Just a general conversation on what's going on with her week, what's going on with my week.
Yeah.
No phones, no TV, no iPad, nothing in there. So, and then just general finances, like what.
I was about to say, does that lead to
other things?
Mm. But it does lead to finances.
Finances.
Yes.
Yep. So how much beer I can drink in the shower, because that's a normal thing as well.
Yes.
Yep.
James, can I ask you a question about when you're sharing with your partner? Do you are you comfortable enough that you don't care what stance you're in, or do you still get self-conscious and try and hold yourself so you're looking attractive?
No way. I'm unattractive. Doesn't matter what stance I'm in.
Good on you, James. Do you ever sit together?
Did you say I'm unattractive or I'm attractive no matter what stance I'm in?
Oh, unattractive for sure.
James, do you ever sit together?
Sit?
Like sit in the shower?
No, that's weird.
Yeah. Neither.
No. Well, we're fairly youngish, so.
Yeah,
you can
you're
still
right.
Stand.
My legs have given way. Good on you, James. Thank you.
Oh.
Did you want to ask him your question?
It's funny when he said we're still youngish, because when I think of young people, I don't imagine them chatting and talking finance. Anna, what are you doing in the shower?
Hi. I do the usual things, exfoliate and all that, but the main thing that I do is I'm a mum of two boys. I'm a nurse midwife, so I work as well, but I love to catch up on Netflix. My husband has specifically installed like a little shelf like for the soap and whatnot, and that's where my phone sits, and I have the fan on.
Oh.
And so that way it doesn't fog the screen up. And I'm able to catch up while I'm doing everything. I'm able to catch up with on Netflix. It's the only time I get to do that.
And you are living the dream. That's great.
Yeah, I've got him on task.
Yeah. I do have a question about the sound, though. Do you find the sound gets lost?
No, you get the Bluetooth. You have the Bluetooth. The hands, you get the Bluetooth on.
She's thought of it all.
What are you imagining her in there with her cords connected to the phone into her ears?
Yeah.
Just in the shower.
Yeah.
Good on you, Anna. What about Phil?
G'day, Phil.
Hey, mate.
What are you doing in the shower?
A couple of cheeky beers.
Yeah, isn't it the best?
Yeah, I'm right up there with you, Tommy.
Have you got
it? Do you sit, Phil?
I stand there, have a, at least two or three, little esky next to me.
Oh, the esky? Yeah. You take the esky in with you or the esky's out?
That's
take it in with me.
Good on you, Phil. Hey, have you seen those, have you got one, those suction stubby holders?
Oh, I do have one, actually. Oh. It's on my shower wall, so it's not big enough to actually have a stubby holder on the can, but it's pretty good.
I think it's pretty because you've misheard which type of suction.
Oh, it is back to the first question we were asked. Gary
and Tommy. Yeah, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up next, guys, but very soon.
Hold on. We've not mentioned the biggest thing ever.
Yes.
Your chance to possibly come to Paris with us to see Pink. Obviously, if you have to get it out of your car, you're about to take the kids to school sport or something like that.
They'll be late.
No, you can always
be late.
Stream us on the listener app. You can take us anywhere.
Take us with you wherever you go.
And make
sure you keep your eyes on your kids scoring their goals, but one little earpiece in, listening to listener.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got that. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we haven't done Pink in Paris yet today. So if you would like to win yourself a trip to see Pink in Paris, stay by your phone.
We're doing it now?
No, not right now, but
why?
Very,
we got more
very
pressing
soon.
Things to do.
Yeah,
now.
We got something extremely important.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, big more time and little, put your hands up because it's quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time.
But there is a slight twist this week.
Oh, we're not doing it.
No, because we are going to Paris.
Yes.
We are going to do it en français.
We're doing the quiz in French.
Yeah. But you speak French, so that'll be fine.
Oh, what paper is it out of?
It is Le Herald du Soleil.
Herald du Sun. Herald du Sun.
Yeah, Bickers on the board.
That does not deserve a clap.
She's in
the
for the French
quiz. The
Courier
Mail and the thing was Herald du Sun.
Cirque du Soleil. Your first question. Quel premier ministre de l'État annonce ses retraits la semaine dernière?
What
is this going to be? Oh, this segment's already teetering.
That. What state minister announced something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say it again.
It'll be a premier.
It'll be Mark McGowan.
Mark McGowan. Yep, good one.
La Côte de l'Ivoire africaine, un littoral dans quel océan?
Oh, which ocean is the...
Shakira!
No.
You just said Latin, didn't you?
I think it's
Pacific
about the...
Côte d'Ivoire. What's that?
What's Ivory Côte d'Ivoire?
That's the name of the country.
So what's the ocean that
ocean
is along
is
the Pacific,
in?
Along Pacific? The Ivory Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, Shakira.
Such a funny thing to yell out.
Shakira. Which country's hips don't lie?
Which country's breasts are small and humble?
Doesn't have mountains.
Which country is dating Lewis Hamilton?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Dans une pomme acrostiche, les premières lettres de Jacques Ligne font généralement quoi?
I don't know what any of those words are.
So, pomme is apple.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Is that enough to help?
Dans un poème acrostiche.
An acrostic poem or an
acoustic song?
No, aren't they the ones? Are they the ones that go down and the
crosswords?
No, the letters go down on the side on the left, and then you start
each
line.
So Carrie could be creative, awesome,
agile,
rural,
rugged, intelligent, and exciting.
Thank you. There's my what is it called?
Acrostic poem.
In français?
acrostic. Mine's angry. Because yeah. It's across. Yeah.
What was the question, Jess?
No, I don't actually know.
And how's yours? Is yours cross as well?
Yeah. It's about to be a lot crosser in a minute.
So, okay. Yeah. It's like saying, what's a acrostic poem? Because it's like, what do the letters start with? What is it? And it's like a poem made from the beginning of the letters.
Great. That answer. Great. Well done.
Okay. Question number four. Le groupe séparatiste.
A separatist group. Got that.
Next question.
ETA opère principalement dans quel pays?
ETA, when are they due to arrive?
Le groupe séparatiste ETA opère.
Oh, the group ETA.
Oh, good. Oh, in which, in, what, in which
operate
country?
In which country?
Yeah. Oh, where do they?
Pardon?
Eh?
Where?
What?
Is it an acronym? Is it like Ethiopia?
Yeah. Oh, Ethiopia's great. Sure, Eli. Right. Good one.
All righty. Question number five. Sabuteo.
I think you'll find it's
Sank. Is it un, deux, trois, quatre? Sank?
Sank.
Yep. Is that five?
Sank.
Six. Sank. Five.
Sabuteo est un jeu de table simulant le jeu de quel sport?
Is table simulant?
Yeah.
No, oh, I don't reckon it's that. I reckon
simulating which sport? So is it like foosball?
Oh, foosball's really good. So soccer is the answer.
Yes, because it's simulating
that's great.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
All right. To the answers. Quel premier minister led... I'm not going to go to the question again. It was Mark McGowan.
Well done, everybody.
Question number two. Was a lot of chat about a ocean off the coast of Africa. What did we say?
Shakira.
Shakira, Pacific. We did say Shakira. It was the Atlantic.
Oh, did we say that? No, we said one of them. Well done.
Question number three, we spoke about acrostic poems.
Oh, yeah, you got this one, surely.
And what did we settle on?
A poem where it's the first letters of each. Yeah.
Spell out a word or phrase.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God, we've got to do this in French every week.
Now, the separatist ETA, this was question number four. What did
Ethiopia?
It is Spain.
Oh, close.
It's hard when it's not French, no? Like, I'm so France focused.
Yeah. What is.
In life?
In life.
España.
España.
There you go. And question number five, this is for a pass mark. I can't believe we're doing that. But the simulated tabletop sport is soccer.
Well done, everybody. Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Because I love these boys. Everyone already knows them, so they need a little introduction. So Shimango here.
Good.
What is the most exciting thing in each of your lives today, right now?
Well,
going
she's
on?
Going straight for the jugular.
Don't give me like boring work stuff. I mean something really fun that's happened that no one knows.
What out of the five things are we going to plug first?
Give me life stuff.
Usually we get one page of information about people. We've got a book about you, boys. There's wines, there's restaurants, there's so many things.
That's why I'm asking in your actual life.
I've been working on this piece of salami I'd stuck in my tooth. Yeah, for 3 days.
You ever had lard
stuck in your teeth? I was picking, I was flicking, I got the floss out.
And you can't get it?
This morning I got it.
Oh,
everybody, amazing. Cheers for the floss.
Well done,
and how would the aging process in the mouth matured?
Yeah, that's the thing. What do you do? Do you swallow or do you spit?
Oh, gross. You spit it out.
No, it depends.
After 3 days.
No, you eat meat. It's like aged meat. It's been aged. Dry aged in your mouth.
I think you tell people you spat it out.
Yeah.
But you eat it.
I ate it.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes it's a treat when you're lying in bed and you get a bit of dinner.
Stop it.
Don't you think? And you're like, oh, God, that was delicious.
That tastes nice.
That was great.
It's a reminder.
All right, what about the rest of you? What's the most exciting thing?
Well, outside of the restaurant, wine, and hit song we just dropped, it's pretty boring. Life's pretty boring.
Can we talk about the song for a minute? We've got a bit of it here.
All right.
It's kind of nice and relaxed. And then, I tell you what, then my.
No. Yeah.
And then this happened.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of Timmy Trumpet about it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
We were high on pizza clenches. When we did this, by the way.
How good is it?
You were high on pizza?
High on pizza, yeah. That was the beat. We can't take credit for the beat. That was done by Joel Fletcher and orchestrated.
Oh, is that why I think it sounds like it's Joel Fletcher?
Joel Fletcher. So there is a little bit of Aussie in there.
Yeah. Can I ask an honest question about the song? Because like I said, I love it. But also, I'm getting older. Mm. And so songs that I love, I find, even when they come on when I'm out now, I go, this is a bit much. Do you think if you're out at a bar and your own song comes on?
I'd be like,
have you reached the
can
age
someone
where you're
turn
like,
it down, turn please? Why is it so loud?
So tell us about your restaurant you've got, because you know over here we got Mr. Chef who does he does little mystery restaurants, mystery restaurants in his in his house. Where's your restaurant going to be?
Take a guess.
Take one wild guess. It's synonymous with Italians in Melbourne.
Bygone Street. There you go. And is this like a pop-up or are we there for good?
No, we're there for forever.
Institution.
For the rest of all time.
Are you cooking?
No, we can't cook. We can't even cook toast.
Yeah. The only thing we can do at a restaurant is eat.
Yes.
And order. Well, actually, I can't even do that right. I always stuffed it up too. Johnny DiFrancesco from 400 Grady. Danny Zaney from Royal Stacks, the burgers.
Mm-hmm.
We've teamed up with them. They're putting
pizza
all
burgers.
That's it. We're
pizza
doing pizza burgers.
Burgers.
Oh. There's no pizza burgers.
And no, there's something
it's
on the menu.
A Tommy Burger.
That's a great idea.
It is a good idea, actually. Yeah,
how would a pizza burger work?
Just like a pizza. So instead of having the buns, you have pizza.
What, and then two pizzas like, stacked on top of each other with fillings.
What about
a slice? And then we can call it a focaccia.
A focaccia.
Yeah. It's already
I feel like these guys are good guys to have our focaccia panini chat with.
Oh, you have a focaccia panini?
What's going on?
Why would you go anywhere else?
There is a difference between focaccias and paninis, isn't there?
Correct.
Absolutely.
And there's
a
difference between paninis and a sandwich.
Okay, who's saying there's not?
No. We just got a focaccia and Carrie's like, that's a panini. I'm like, it's a focaccia.
It's not. It's very different. A focaccia is fluffy with olives.
There's no fillings in the focaccias. Focaccia is just a bread with stuff
it's
on top.
It's like calling a sausage roll and a pasty the same.
I'm actually disappointed in you.
Have you just recruited soldiers to
this is amazing. This is not what I saw happening, but I'm in for it.
I thought we taught you better than that. You hang out with us a few times.
I thought we were friends, man. I thought you knew. All about
it. I just say no, I agree with you guys, and Carrie's wrong.
Give us your other rib.
That made me actually wince.
Well, we love having you guys here. Your podcast, Saucy Meatballs, is now on Listener, which is awesome. You've been on it.
Guess what?
Great
what?
Podcast.
What? I'll tell you know who the first guest ever, let me check this fact. The first guest ever on our podcast was.
Tommy Little.
Was I first? Yeah. No, I think I was second.
No, you were number one.
Was I number one?
You were number one.
Everyone, our producers, is saying second with exclamation marks.
Well, no, it was
episode two.
It was episode two.
You were episode two, but you're our first guest.
That was
our
first guest. It was so good, you thought, we'll hold it.
The ratings started
on a message out there.
The week after he was on, the ratings spiked.
We love you, boys. Congratulations on everything.
We got you coming to the VIP night for the restaurant.
For the pizza burger.
I'll be there for the
pizza burger. There's no pizza burgers, but that's fine.
Hey, people,
you're really adamant about that, aren't you?
It can't be pizza burger.
So listen to our song whilst drinking our wine and whilst booking a reservation at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Carrie and Tommy.
And after some last minute coaching, do you feel ready? Because can you bring us this information?
So Web Guy Eli used to bring us some facts and he's decided he doesn't want to do that anymore. So instead he gives me the facts to bring but then has to explain it all to me. It would be so much easier if he just came on and told you all. But instead I'm going to tell you all Eli's facts about a song we've got coming up by Lana Del Rey. Mm. Now here's the thing about Lana Del Rey. She's
You're looking at the place you go to search for distant memories up and to the left.
So she has recently done a collab on Taylor Swift's new album.
Great. You're doing well.
And Taylor Swift accidentally swallowed a bug during a concert at the weekend. Have a listen.
We have a new band member here on the Eras Tour, and we're so lucky to have her.
She swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Totally fine. It's just dust. Oh, delicious.
Anyway, back to Lana Del Rey. That was just an excuse for me to play that bit of audio in case you hadn't heard it. Do you know what Lana Del Rey's real name is?
Margaret Thatcher.
Not far off it.
Ooh.
Elizabeth Wooldridge Grant.
Oh, L.E.G.
Yeah.
And of course, Rihanna's real name is
Robin.
Great. And what's her last name? What's
don't
her last name?
I knew
no, when you only said
Fenty.
Well done, Gary.
Anyway, she her name was inspired by the actress Lana Turner. Don't know who that is. But Her name was also after her favourite car model, the Ford Delray sedan.
Wow.
Yes, I thought it was weird that our producers were sending me car pics.
Oh, yeah.
But now I realise that is what a Ford
Delray
looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I get it all right? Was there anything else I missed there, Eli?
Yeah, she hasn't been on stage in
She was in stage in Brazil. Is that right?
She was.
Oh, no.
I told you it would just be better if you did it.
Hadn't been on stage in 3 years.
She hadn't been on stage in 3 years. Till what happened?
She got on stage.
And she dropped something. And
what did she drop? Oh, she dropped her vape.
Oh, a vape.
She dropped her vape. And then she had to get the audience to pick it up.
And also, if you see my vape on stage, can you find my vape?
Oh, is that her voice?
Is that you did? Where, though? Oh, all the way in the pit?
I love a southern accent.
There you go.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Play us the start of it again.
And also, if you see my vape on stage.
If you see my vape on stage.
I think I did pretty well. Anyway, a bit of Lana Del Rey coming up.
Kerry and Tommy.
Join Kerry and Tommy in Paris in a VIP suite to see one of the biggest artists in the world. Pink.
You're coming to Paris!
With Kerry and Tommy.
Bonjour, it's Pink. Enchanté, merci.
Flights, accommodation, and a VIP suite to see Pink in Paris.
With Kerry and Tommy. Pink's album, Trustful, is out now.
She's back for another day. Yes. One step closer to coming to Paris with us. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Carly, I think you have one of the most adorable laughs I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you.
It's so sweet. We said yesterday when you got off air, we're like, oh, Carly's fun.
Do you ever get angry, Carly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Carly's got a dark side.
That woman does not have a dark side.
Carly's got a dark side.
Or she'd get angry at you and laugh in your face at the same time.
Yes, she twisted the knife. I know. Also joining us is Jono. G'day, Jono.
Hello, how are we?
Oh, he sounds like a bundle of energy too. Jono, are you excited at the possibility of going to see Pink in Paris?
I'm pretty bloody excited. I'm more nervous though.
No, don't be nervous.
Who would you bring? Oh, sorry, you go.
No.
I'd bring me partner, Christy.
Yeah. Have you been away with Christy yet?
Oh, not overseas.
Okay, so this could be a maker or breaker.
Oh, I think so. I'd reckon I'd have to get my knee dirty if I got the trip over there.
So. Hang on.
Yes. Oh, my God, we had a proposal on the last trip we went.
Did you?
Yes. So, oh, my God, this could be an ongoing trend.
I could be a bonus, you know. You could just bring me just in case.
Carly, are you going to propose to anyone if you come?
Well, I'm taking my mum, so I don't think I would be.
Jono, you've got an easy job today. All you have to do is sit back and do nothing and hope that Carly gets it wrong.
Awesome. No worries at all. Good luck, Carly.
Thank you.
Carly, you know the deal, but just so everyone is across it, we're going to play you a Pink song in French. As soon as the lyrics stop, you have 10 seconds to answer. We take your first answer and the wording has to be exactly right, and you have to get the full answer out before you hear the bomb sound effect. Are you ready to go?
I am.
Best of luck.
Mon chéri, qui aurait cru?
It's very quick again.
You didn't get much of the song either.
I know. Can we just for our ears, can we hear it one more time?
Mon chéri, qui aurait cru?
Do you know that one, Jono?
I'll say yes.
Do you think Carly got it right, Jono?
He's got no idea.
If I'm honest with you, I hope she did.
I like you, John. Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
As I said, we need to take your first answer, and you need the words exactly right. You said, "Who knew?"
Yeah.
Carly, you're correct.
I just knew that was going to be the song today. I was driving in and I listened to it and I went, this is the one.
Wow.
I just had a feeling.
What do you think tomorrow's is going to be?
Oh, I need a mullet over.
Okay.
Ask me before tomorrow.
I need a mullet. Oh, I just got to get me thinking mullet on.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you same time tomorrow, Carly.
See you then. We'll speak to you then.
We are going to play again tomorrow. So if you would like to win a trip to Paris, make sure you're listening to Brekkie tomorrow to get the code word. Yep. It is all thanks to the good people at Specsavers. Get 50% off all lens options like light reactive, clarity enhancing and reflection reducing lenses. Limited time only. T's and C's apply.
Now, Jono, be honest. Now that yes. The trip's not on the line, I mean, are you really thinking about proposing anytime soon?
I reckon I will, but who knows? You could call me back in 2 days' time and we win it. So you never
know. Nah, we won't.
I like your attitude, Jono. Hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Jono.
No worries. See you. Bye-bye. Carrie and
Tommy. Guys, it's time for the most important part of the podcast. Mm. It went very well yesterday.
Is this our vibe check?
Oh, yeah, no, that happens at the start.
No, sorry.
No, it's what everyone's been waiting for, the clue for tomorrow morning's Pink in Paris code word.
Yes.
I know what the Pink in Paris code word is for tomorrow, and I'm going to say. No, sometimes you know it, and sometimes I know it. Today I know it.
Okay. I know it too.
Okay, good on you.
What?
And my clue is I j'adore this activity. And I plan on doing a lot of it on the Champs-Élysées.
Is it waffle stomping? Is that the code word?
I look forward to doing this on the Champs-Élysées when we're in France.
You can't do it on the Champs-Élysées.
No, not that. The code word answer.
You honestly get
Oh, my God,
arrested.
If people call up tomorrow and say,
waffle stomping.
As their answer.
I heard Carrie and Tommy's podcast. It's waffle stomping.
In French, please.
Oh, French.
I stomped the waffle.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy have some time to go and put their health first. With NIB, members get access to healthy services like telehealth appointments and e-scripts delivered straight to your door. Whatever health first means to you, NIB is here to help you live it. Start living health first and join NIB today at nib.com.au.
Bye.
Bye.